I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't raise trade just yet.
Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates.
This is the Jewel Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adrianosaurus.
Still absolutely frothing that intro. I'm very, very happy how that came out. We are here to talk about the mighty Brisbane Broncos, year of the ambush, as Denny Kemp would say. You know, there's been a little bit of a shake-up with the Bronx this year. Ado, I've got them finishing 12th, mate, personally.
Yeah, I mean, look, they last year were so close to finishing the top eight, and they absolutely butchered their season, didn't they? So people who are Broncos supporters are probably feeling optimistic about what this year offers. But the difference, I think, this year and why I've got them finishing lower is because I think a couple of teams have leveled up. I think the West Tigers have done well in recruitment. I think the Dogs are on the resurgence. You know, and you don't even know if Manly have got a healthy Tommy Trbojevic all year. I don't think that'll still get them anywhere close to the eight. But, you know, there's lots of factors that have probably had them finishing a little lower for me as well.
So I've got them 12th. Where do you have them?
11th.
11th, yeah. Pretty spot on. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Like, I don't think they've regressed. I just think teams underneath them, you know, have potentially gotten that ever so slightly a little bit better.
Yep.
With these team previews, mate, I reckon we do guns, bums, cash cows, and bounce backs. And now when we say bums, we're obviously not referring to them as the player. Just, you know, their Supercoach stock. Someone could have had a great season last year, and we could think they're on a bit of a slide this year. That's sort of more than anything. But I know straight away, controversially, I've got Payne Haas as a gun, despite all the preseason, you know, rumblings going on. He's 578K. I know that he's not sitting in your gun pile, though.
No, he's not. I've got him in bums. Look, Payne is 578,000. The average last year was 60s, and I don't think anything's got better for him going into this year. He seems to be picking up injuries, particularly ankles, a little bit more. We know in the old private life, it's not cookies, is it? It's not cookies and cream. It's not going well.
No, a lot for him to deal with. I'm just...
And he's only human. I feel bad for the kid. You know, in a lot of ways, I just don't see him getting any better this year. I think the emergence of my gun is going to actually put him down a rung this year. I think he's going to have a lower key year.
Well, your gun is Pat Carrigan. Well, one of your guns is Pat Carrigan. And yeah. I understand why on the surface of things. Like, yes, if Payne Haas, you know, if he does miss some time, stepping down, being with family and whatnot, do we think he can get better, though? Like, do we think his minutes actually improve at all?
Look, I think for a couple of years, they've pegged him as being captain kind of material, forward leader type material. He's just gone on a Kangaroos tour as well. I think he performed well in that as well. He's the kind of player, I reckon, that has some room to grow, kind of like Cam Murray. He's got the Cam Murray-ness about him, a hard worker, you know, with a good work ethic, a good leader. I reckon he can go further. And I think, you know, you've seen in the past that they relied on Payne Haas for extra minutes. Paddy Carrigan is fit as a fiddle. And as long as he is fit, with his Cam Murray-ness, the leadership, the Kangaroo tour, the way that he's leveled up as a footy player, he's getting better. I reckon his average could go up 10 points this year. And I reckon if anyone's going to get the minutes this year, maybe even just to do a nice service to Payne Haas to not burn him out, with everything that he's got on his plate and also with the injuries that he's been getting, I reckon it's the year of Paddy Carrigan.
Look, I'm pretty happy to write off 2021 for Pat Carrigan. Had that ACL, came back last year. He was the anomaly. Like, you know, people with ATLs, they struggle. He came back in and was phenomenal. I've just pulled up his stats here for the YouTube viewers. For the audio guys, we'll do our best to, you know, read them out. 2021, you know, happy to bin off. Only played the 8 games, had the ACL. But in 2020, he was 23 years of age. Played 19 games, averaged 68 minutes a game. Last year, he played 61 minutes. So back in 2020, you know, he did play close to 70 minutes a game and did average 67 points. So are you just of the opinion that, you know, another year with the ACL recovery, you know, a leader in this pack, that average could creep back up towards that 70 mark?
Yeah, I think so. I'm tipping that. And I'm confident to tip that he's going to outscore Haas easily this year. Okay. I reckon at least 5 points.
Okay, would you rather Fifita at 600K or Carrigan at 570 if you had to pick one?
I would probably prefer Fifita. I think that Fifita is, you know, in the ballpark of that average, and he's been used terribly.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's a stretch for Carrigan to get to, you know, a couple of points off that 70, maybe 70. But for Fifita, if he's just used half as well as he could be, it's 70.
So we're you
know, that's kind of the attitude I have with it.
Yeah, we're both of the opinion that Fifita is a must-have, but you would really like to find the cash to pair Carrigan up with Fifita if you could in your second row.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's going to be your common targets. I mean, IPAP's still probably going to be, you know, quite a dominant scorer in the second row. You're going to obviously want Angus Crichton, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Carrigan in top five. And maybe people's trying to get him, you know, once they see the season start, I think that people might, you know, be trying to get him into their teams.
Yeah, I haven't labelled Carrigan as a bum. I haven't labelled him as a gun. I wasn't sure where to put him, but I think you make a good case. And looking at those stats from two years ago now, before the ACL, you know, does entice me that 67 average. If Haas is missing some time, you know, we could see that as those minutes creep back up towards 70 minutes a game, which is fantastic. Someone that we are in agreement of, though, is the halfback Adam Reynolds. You know, had a really good season last year. Surprised me when it came to, you know, what he was going to do. But you and I are both in agreement that he does regress.
Yeah, I think so. There's some players that are starting to show their age. And I think, unfortunately, with A-Ray, on the injury sense, I can see a lot of, well, number of games in a year that are not 80-minute games. I reckon even, I mean, how many games did he play last year? I haven't got it at the top
still
of my
head. Still played 20 games last year.
Did he? Yeah. I mean, I reckon there's less this year, probably.
A career low in minutes, however. Only played 75 minutes a game last year on average, which was, yeah, a career low.
Yeah, I mean, a halfback who's averaging 75. So I could see that maybe even with his injuries that happen at any time. How could you own him for Supercoach? Because you could just lose him at any minute. Yes, he was great last year and probably surprised us all. We thought he was going to regress when he went to the Broncos. You would be banking on the fact that you think he's going to be healthy, but I reckon there's going to be a game where he goes down in the first 5 minutes. It's going to hurt the averages and everything. So I just see this year, if he made 20 games last year, I reckon it's going to be 15 this year because he is showing his age. And that's why Souths didn't want to sign him on a long contract.
Yeah,
I think the Broncos are going to have to deal with that. Hopefully they touch wood and he survives, but I'm not going to be banking on him next year to be healthier than he was this year.
No, for 555, I'd much rather take a punt on someone like a Sam Walker, who has a lot of upside. In saying that, though, Adam Reynolds did have 5 games, believe it or not, over 90 points last year, and three of them were tons. So the upside is there for Reynolds, but I'd much rather take a punt on, you know, someone like a Matt Burton, or even someone like a Ben Hunt, who averaged 60 as well, you know, that is probably more consistent and will show up week in, week out.
Some people who have done an A-Ray at times have looked like geniuses because he does have a big one in him. He just dominates a game from time to time. Probably helps his average too.
Yeah, definitely. Someone that you've got in the bum category, but I've got in my bounce backs, Katoni Staggs.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to accept that Katoni is a bum.
It's just not a thing.
He's not a thing anymore. He has got flashes of brilliance in him, but so many people are like locked into the fact that he's going to become a consistent player. And I just don't think it's ever going to happen.
The Bradman Best syndrome.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I mean, like Bradman Best is with injuries, and with Katoni, it's just he doesn't get involved in games enough. And you've got these players that just don't go looking for the game. We say like Latrell, he comes in and out of games, and when he does it, he absolutely dominates those 5 moments that he jumps in on a game. Well, Katoni's like half as good as Latrell. Yeah. So when he jumps in for 3 times a game, it's just never as good as Latrell. If he was more consistent, I reckon he would be a bounce back candidate. I don't think it's going to be a better year for Katoni. He's a fleety player, and we have to accept it.
You make a good point. I don't know. I just keep looking. It's a very small sample size, but he averaged 62 in 4 games. That was the year before last. That's probably too small of a sample size.
To forget that. What did he do last year?
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Do for me lately?
23 yeah. games, 49 average, which was the lowest in 4 years. So the minutes did creep up, but the PPM was a historic low, which just shows that his involvement was probably lacking. The Broncos seem to favour Herbie Farnworth a lot in attack, and I don't blame them because he's very, very good with the ball in hand.
Yeah, that's right. And you've got Cobbo and Oates had a resurgent year. So in a way, you know, they're spreading it out. They've got a very talented roster, and I think actually a pretty good back line. I actually love Farnworth as a player. I don't ever have him in my team either. But I just think, look, they'll be talking constantly, I'm sure, with Katoni to go look for the ball a bit more. But I'm not feeling it, and I don't think he's going to be better this year.
Let's move on to a couple of more bounce backs we've got. I've got Reece Walsh at fullback at 484K. Now, talk to me about Reece Walsh. He does lose the goal kicking this year, but do you think if Turbo doesn't come back fully fit and we lose Kalen Pong at a 5'8", we could look towards someone like a Walsh for that, you know, mid-range price point at fullback? I think the Broncos would put up a lot more points on offense than the Warriors did. And Walsh did average 53 last year. He does lose the goal kicking, but I think, you know, the points he loses in goal kicking, he could make up for with a better, you know, Broncos attack.
Yeah, look, he's 484K. So I'm calling him bounce back because I could see him probably getting up to that 600K. There's going to be some pressure off, yeah, because there's some big – Adam Reynolds will take it. You've got Carrigan's. You could have solid team behind him, I think. So I reckon on the back of that pack, you got if Haas turns up and he is there for round one, you've got Carrigan staying fit and healthy. I reckon there's going to be – and Flegler, who only improved last year. I think there's good go forward from the forward pack. I think he's got good enough halves that are no shrinking violets. And I think you'll see him chime into the back line without having a – at the Warriors, I felt like he was trying to do too much.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case at the Broncos.
I owned him for a little bit in draft, and you sort of watch him there. And it just felt like, yeah, instead of playing that third or fourth receiver on a sweep play, he was having to go in and sort of do it all himself.
Area. Yeah. Yep. I mean, you famously won some cash off me, a couple of hundy on Walsh versus Ponga.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
But yeah, look, I think he's on for a resurgence this year. Better team, I think, and more points on offer. Yeah, he's not got the goal kicking, but I'm thinking more try assists in that back line.
So 53 average last year. Would be surprised to see him push, say, 61?
Yeah, I think he can get to 60. I think, you know, that second fullback spot, particularly to start the year, is really open to interpretation because I think Teddy's locked on as your nuts and bolts lock of a fullback, and I think you could probably go elsewhere with a little flutter. I reckon he can get to 60. You could go a Turbo if you think he's going to be happy. You can go with a Ponga if you think he's on for a bounce back, and I can certainly see Reece Walsh in that category as someone you can take a punt on.
Now, you mentioned Reece Walsh being better because of the forward pack, and you mentioned the likes of Haas and Carrigan, but a man that you want to highlight is Tom Flegler.
Yeah, I think Flegler, he has obviously been – he's been a bit of a wild animal, and he's had a suspension in him, but he is highly touted, and he's on a good wage. I thought In periods last year, he looked like a much improved front rower. This year, particularly if we think that they're going to, you know, spell Haas a little bit more, I think it could be a little bit of a minutes uptake because I think he's a good enough front rower if you get him in there for a few extra minutes. As long as he can get that nonsense out of his game and not, you know, get suspended as much, I really think he's a talented front rower. And I think that there's a little more for him this year if he puts his responsible cap on.
Yeah, look, he's very, very consistent. The last 4 years, his PPM has been between 1.01 and 1.03. So he's a very, very consistent guy. We know exactly what we're going to get out of him. It's just the minutes we want to see have an uptick. Last year, average 46 minutes a game. Oh, sorry, 44 minutes a game for a 46 average. If we can creep that up to, say, 50 minutes a game, you know, if he picks up a little bit, TC Rabadi's out, you know, they've got guys like Willison and Pierre Cora who are also very quite raw. So if Flegler could be that first option off the bench or even like does get the start, depending on if they run with a mobile 13 or if they run with Carrigan, if he could push towards 50 minutes a game, that average could creep up to say 52, 53 points a game. And, you know, that's 8 points of value right there.
Yep. I think he's it's possible, very, very possible with what their lineup looks like it could be.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems to be the year of, you know, that mid-range front rower. You've got Daniel Saifidi, Luke Thompson, you know, Tom Gilbert. You can even chuck Flegler in the mix, as you said, as that sort of low-end front row forward who, you know, Flegler's pretty consistent, you know, exactly what you're going to get out of him, as we said. So don't hate that shout. I guess the big thing with Supercoach is we always want to be continuing to evolve our squads and making the squad value raise higher, and we can, you know, sell on some cash cows. I've got three, you've got two. Two of them are combined. We'll touch on the one that, you know, that you don't have, but I do. I've listed Corey Pakes, you know, hooker, 240K. We all got swept up in the hype last year because he did get the start. Billy Walters is there and he will always linger. But 240K... Would you rather someone like a Sonny Luke, who could have, you know, limited minutes with Mitch Kenny behind him, or take a gamble on someone like Corey Pakes?
I just feel like while one of the hooker people in the team taking minutes from Pakes has got the same last name as the coach, I'd almost prefer Sonny Luke, if you know what I mean.
No, I do understand what you mean. It's just
that's how I felt last year. Yeah. I just felt like I think he's more talented and he should get more minutes. I just don't know if that's definitely going to happen. You know,
bit of the Tom Starlings about him. Just really exciting, but just can't get the minutes that we want him to.
Yeah, can't get the minutes. So look, I think it's always going to be a gamble if you go with Pakes, if you go with Sonny Luke. You know, you could pick old mate there that I've got in my second row from the Dolphins.
Ray Stone.
He's available in hooker. You know, and if he's starting at 13, he might actually be the best one of the lot because he'll get 50 minutes guaranteed.
Could be.
Yeah, so look, it's a tough one. If he gets what he deserves and what we think, us punters on the sideline, not coaching, but it's a hard old gig when you don't have when dad's not the coach.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, let's talk about Brendan Piacora because he was someone that was very, very highly touted last year for Supercoach. Didn't really kick on as much as we wanted him to, but, you know, there has been a spot opened up with TC Rabadi stepping down. You know, we keep referring to it, but if Payne Haas does miss time, there is minutes to be there. Piacora, 205K. I'm not expecting the world from him, but a bench spot, he could be that Sean Bloor guy that we thought, you know, Bloor could have been a little while ago.
Yeah, definitely. There's a, you know, Bloor's position closed down, and either Willison or Piacora could be the recipients here of a spot opening up. So at that price of 205K, he is touted as being very talented. I think I had him in there as one of my nuffs last year. And the price is all but bottom dollar. So whichever one of those two looks like the recipient of some extra minutes or a bench spot, I reckon you could probably safely take him. They're actually, you know, I mean, TC Rabadi was pretty good last year, so they've lost a little bit out of the old bench rotation. So I think there's going to be a role there for someone for maybe 20, 25 minutes, and at 205K, if they can go, you know, half a point, 1.1 or something, they'll make a little bit of money.
There was also times last year where Jordan Rickey seemed to be out of favour as well. So, you know, if they go on a losing slump, you know, Kevin Walters might look to shake something up. And from a Supercoach standpoint, I think we'd prefer Willison to get the minutes only because he is a dual, which, you know, gives us a little bit more flexibility. But I definitely do think there is some names that are monitoring the preseason, Pakes, you know, to seeing what he does in the trials. And then Willison and Piacora there. the three names that are really rounding it out. But just to recap, my guns were Payne Haas. My bums were Kurt Catewell, who we didn't end up talking about because I looked back at my notes and I was like, look, no one's actually picking Kurt Catewell. Let's be realistic. Adam Reynolds. My bounce back candidates were Katoni Staggs and Reece Walsh. My cash cows were Corey Pakes, Xavier Willison, and Brandon Piacora.
Yep, well, I had Pat Carrigan, hero, in front row. I think he's going to come up. Oh, he's in second row forward only. That it was a bit of a...
Yeah, that sucked.
...knife, wasn't it?
Would have preferred the old front row forward to RF to stay there. Would have been a lot handier for us to have. But, yeah, look, I still really do like that shout. Who else did you have in your sort of bum category?
Yeah, bums was Haas. I don't think he's going to get better this year. I think he's going to get worse. Adam Reynolds, I think we both agree he's showing his age a little bit and may get injured from time to time. Katoni Staggs, I've given up on Katoni. I'm going to say he's always going to be a fleety footballer. My cash cows, same as you, minus one. I've gone with Willison or Piacora. It looks like one of those is going to get a bit of a uptick. And the bounce backs for me are Reece Walsh behind a better team, a better pack, and probably where his heart is too, I reckon. I think he really had a heart, and it was spewing that he got punted from the Broncos. And I've got Tom Flegler. If he can get that bullshit out of his game, I think he'll be good this year.
Fingers crossed. Well, that was the Broncos preview. We'll be back tomorrow with, I think we're going to be doing your boys, the Canberra Raiders. Up the milk. Guys, hopefully you enjoyed these short, sharp ones. I think it'd be better each day to have something new pop up in your feed rather than sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. So enjoy them.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with the milk.
Love you all.
Bye.